Why get all your holiday decorations delivered through Instacart? Because maybe you only bought two wreaths, but you have 12 windows. Or maybe your toddler got very eager with the advent calendar. Or maybe the inflatable snowman didn't make it through the snowstorm. Or maybe the twinkle lights aren't twinkling. Whatever the reason, this season, Instacart's here for hosts and their whole holiday haul. Get decorations from the Home Depot, CVS, and more through Instacart and enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
The spirit of Debo and Jake Moody conversation. But listen to what Kyle Shanahan said on the conference call today with regard to all of this. We think you will find this very interesting. All right, so here is Shanahan on if he has addressed the scuffle between Tabor Pepper and Debo Samuel.
I didn't initially. I mean, after the game and stuff, I didn't think it was too big of a deal. But you know, after getting home and seeing it all on SportsCenter and everything and all that stuff, I wanted to make sure I did and talk to the guys about it, talk to a number of guys on the team, and we squashed it and we're good.
Okay, so yes, didn't think he was going to have to. Then he was like, oh, I think we need to have a little chat. They do. They squash it. Listen to this one, though. Is he satisfied now on where the situation is?
Oh, yeah, totally. I think it was a little bit overreaction. And, I don't think, you know, you never want Debo to throw a baby punch or anything on anybody on our own team. But Debo also wasn't saying anything bad to Jake like it sounded. He was meeting him on the field, telling him to lock in. You know, the same thing I'll tell to an offensive player is just drop some balls or made some penalties or something. You never sit there and belittle anybody or try to embarrass anyone. You try to challenge guys that you believe in, and a way of that's how we speak to each other and telling someone they need to focus and lock in because we know you can do this. And I like Pep's intentions on it. I mean, he's got his kickers back, but I think he kind of interpreted wrong what Debo was doing to him and overreacted a little bit. And Debo didn't like that and got him out of his face. And that's really about where it ended.
Okay. How does that grab you? Because that certainly sounds to me like Kyle Shanahan is saying Debo was fine and Tabor overreacted.
I don't know if he said that. He said it's good that he had his kickers back, and maybe that Tabor misinterpreted what Debo was saying. That's what I heard Kyle say. And, you know, we don't really know what Debo said. But again, I would like to see another example of Debo putting another player in check in that fashion. And, you know, Kyle said that in the first bite you played, how, you know, Debo, I think he's used the word overreacted, or he might have overreacted. And you never want to show anybody up, but you do that to players that you believe in. And Kyle said, you know, we talk like that to each other all the time. We tell each other to lock in and all the rest of it. But what he said that also struck me is that you never want to show anybody up. And to me, going on the field to talk to a kicker is showing him up. Now, could he have waited until he came to the sideline to tell him to lock in? Absolutely. But he didn't. And by going out on the field, to me, is showing the kicker up.
Yeah, I don't see it that way. I see where you're coming from. But again, we have no idea that this even happened if Tabor Pepper doesn't start screaming at him. But that's my view. We never, I really do think stuff like this happens a lot on football sidelines. Let's go to Drew in San Jose. Hey, Drew, you're on with Willard and Dibbs. What's up?
Hey, guys, how's it going?
Great.
All right. Yeah, I mean, I just wanted to chime in on this really quickly here, and like the comments by Kyle Shanahan that you pointed out just now, they're actually pretty related to what I'm about to talk about. So Tabor Pepper, he had a AMA on Reddit, and this is a while ago. This is when he was playing with the Giants, so it was definitely a while ago. But one of the questions on the AMA was, what would tip you off the most, right? And then Tabor answered, if you go at my kicker or punter, all bets are off. And yeah, I mean, that when I saw that, like, earlier this morning, that sort of struck me, like, wait a second, maybe this isn't so much about Debo and Moody. Yeah, the way Debo came at Moody might have gotten the headlines, but what did Tabor say? And I just wanted to bring that up. And it was funny, right before the call, the comments from Kyle came in that sort of alluded to that. So I found that really, really interesting. So maybe the question is not what Debo said or what Moody said. Maybe it's what Tabor said.
Well, I mean, Drew, thanks. To me, this is just normal human interaction. We all have biases. Tabor is admitting right there in what you're saying, and I think he has even since then. Tabor is part of a small subgroup on the 49ers. Those are his people. So he's going to have his kickers back. So he got overly emotional about that side of it. Debo, I guess you could argue, maybe got over emotional about it from his perspective. That's how arguments happen. I do think that when you listen to Kyle Shanahan talk, when he starts saying things like, that's how we talk to each other, and maybe Tabor misinterpreted it, you know what I mean? Again, they're part of sort of a subsection within the team. And so maybe they're not as used to it. But that's why I kind of take issue with this idea that, well, we've never seen Debo do this. I bet it happens all the time. I don't know, the same way you don't, because I'm not there. But my sense on football sidelines is that this kind of talk to one another is not rare. At all. And Debo
on sidelines.
And deep. Yeah.
This is not on the sidelines.
That doesn't matter in this case.
It
doesn't.
For me, it matters.
But you only saw it because Tabor freaked out.
I saw it on the broadcast.
No, you
could see Debo come out.
But you had no idea. He could have asked him what he wanted for dinner.
Yeah, because that's what you're going to do. You're going to come off the sideline and say, hey, Jake, what do you want for dinner?
I'm exaggerating because your point doesn't work. It's not showing him up just by going out there.
You could look at the All-22 and see him come out and beeline. And, like, why are you going to go out there and tell him, hang in there and pat him on the rump?
That's showing someone up because he walked out on the field to talk to someone?
You're not talking to somebody. You're basically shouting at him to tell him to lock in.
But you didn't know that.
That's what Kyle said he said.
You wouldn't know that except for the Tabor freaked out.
You would know it if you looked at the All-22, which I haven't. You could see it. How many other players came off the sideline after the missed field goal?
But you wouldn't know what he said. It's not showing him up. Because you wouldn't know that anything abnormal is happening at all.
Debo, so you're putting Samuel, this on Tabor Pepper for reacting.
I am. Do you want me to play Kyle Shanahan again?
You can play Kyle the rest of the show. I'm asking you. It seems like you're blaming Tabor Pepper because he reacted. That's why this is a thing.
I will say this again. Debo Samuel probably came with a little bit too much emotion. But to then react the way that Tabor Pepper did is not just an equal, even more of an overly emotional reaction, in my opinion, because I do not believe something like this to be rare at all. And I actually don't believe it to be out of place.
Tabor Pepper thought it was out of place.
Of course, because it's no different than the way we act with our kids. Like, Tabor is sort of like, he's biased toward his kicker. That's his guy. He's there to protect his kicker. It's like an offensive lineman when a quarterback gets touched in a way that they don't like. They freak out. That's their guy. But so it's not to excuse anyone or take sides. It's simply a matter of, I think this is the way it goes on football sidelines. It's very emotional. And by the way, all of us who are like bothered by Debo, we were yelling the same thing he did at our TVs. Like, what's more offensive here? Debo getting mad or your kicker missing three kicks? Dog, make the kick. You're a pro.
Right, but we don't have that same energy when our quarterback throws a third interception. I mean, you don't go over to the quarterback and tell him, dude, lock in.
Yes,
and if
you do.
You do it on the sideline.
Yes, you do it wherever you do it.
You don't walk out on the field.
I literally just said that that's what they do.
Right. to each other, but yes. not on the field where you show somebody up.
Like that one you. That just doesn't bother me.
It bothers me because you're a receiver and you're going up to a kicker who legitimately, I would assume that the kicker's trying to make the kick. Can we agree that he's trying to make the kick?
Trying doesn't matter.
Trying is all you can do is try.
No, like you got to do, dude. Like you, we get mad at people in football or any sport, just no matter what they're trying to do.
Yeah, but you bring different energy for different players. And I would love to see another example. And if you can find one, I would love to backtrack off the point where Deebo Samuel is this animated to another player over their mistake.
You've never seen Kyle go
I've never seen Deebo Samuel. I'm talking about Deebo. This is not Kyle. Kyle didn't go up to the kicker. Kyle didn't go on the field and berate the kicker.
Kyle walked away, mother bleeping every single thing that he could.
Exactly.
And actually, I'd argue once again, we don't know what Kyle said to Jake.
You have no idea.
He may very well have done
that. All we know is what Deebo did. And that, for me, was way out of bounds. And I'm stunned.
Francis in Oakland. Hey, Francis, thanks for calling.
Hey, guys. Thanks for taking my call. Dibs. What is going on, man? It is his job. It is Deebo's job as the captain of the team to inspire his team. Inspire might not be the wrong word, but
it is the wrong word.
But well, look, Kyle does not do this stuff. Kyle goes on record as talking about how Trent Williams and Deebo Samuel fire up the team with the boombox and all that stuff. They're the emotional leaders of the team. The fact that he went on the field is just passion. That's just being excited, fired up, irritated, frustrated, and caring about the game because the guy missed 3 field goals. I mean, the coach of the team regularly goes on any NFL sideline, steps a few feet onto the field when he's passionate about a call that the team didn't get, or he's frustrated about the team not doing well. Going on the field is not a factor here. I have a question for you. Who are you defending by saying that he's not?
The holidays are all about sharing with family. Meals, couches, stories, grandma's secret pecan pie recipe. And now you can also share a cart with Instacart's family carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus enjoy free delivery on your first 3 orders. Service fees and terms apply.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Actually helping, like, Moody. Like, are you defending Moody? Because Moody is a football player. These kickers actually want to be accepted on the team as part of the rest of this group of guys who are growing out there and they're out on Kicker Island. Are you going to defend him and say that he needs to get special treatment, that he can't take the headbutts and all the yelling and the locking in stuff? Because he just needed it. He missed 3 kicks.
And so, Francis, you're saying that that is what motivated him to make the next kick? The fact that his leader, who is, by the way, not the captain of the special teams, he's the captain of the offense, is that what motivated him to make the next kick, in your opinion?
Deebo is the captain of the Niners. Deebo is the heart and soul of the Niners. That's all that matters. And last I checked, the special teams is on part of the Niners. So, yes. Look, have you ever played sports before?
Yeah,
have
Francis.
You ever heard somebody
many, many years,
say,
Francis.
Yeah, come on. Yeah, exactly. So it's like, get your ass together, man. Like, come on. Like, you've heard that before. Nothing else is working. Would you rather that they just drop him, they cut him?
No, I would rather have him do it off the field and not do it in a confrontational way that promoted or provoked, rather, the long snapper to react in that fashion. Clearly, he did it in a way that offended the long snapper.
But our reactions, Francis, thank you. We want to get some more people in. And by the way, tickets to tomorrow night's Warriors game, less than 10 minutes away. I guess my thing to add there would be, like, why isn't Tabor a part of that conversation? Our reactions are our responsibility, and you are saying that Debo's reaction was an overreaction, and if we accept that, Why can we not also say it's possible that Tabor overreacted?
Oh, it's definitely possible.
We literally have the head coach of the team saying that on tape.
And then his reaction, which may have been an overreaction, provoked Debo to then put his hands, swing with an open hand at Tabor Pepper. If you want to go to the scorecard.
This is an emotional thing, man. This is football, and their season is slipping away.
Well,
like that's what it was in that moment. It felt like the season is slipping away.
You still have the lead in the game.
That's not the point.
It's not the end of a game.
Like you're staring down a 4-5 record. Like with
have the lead, so yeah. It's not like I could understand it a little bit more if it was like the last second kick and you lost the game because of it. You still had the lead, and Debo was frustrated, and part of his frustration, I would guess, was over their own offensive lack of productivity.
No doubt.
Get in the end zone, friend, and then you don't have to worry about Jake Moody missing kicks.
I mean, come on, man. If we're all going to love that word as much as we do, accountability, we cannot be so scared of somebody talking to the kicker when he's having a disastrous day, a disastrous performance.
There are ways to do it, and that was not the correct way in my opinion.
That's a fair opinion, but the coach of the 49ers just said, quote, this is how we talk to each other. That's a direct quote. Dane in Richmond is next up. Hi, Dane. Thanks for calling.
Hi, guys. First time, long time. Enjoy your program very much.
Thanks, Dane. Thank you.
I played Division I college sports for 4 years. And I can tell you, this is not uncommon. It happens all the time. The only difference here is this was caught on camera, and it happened right there on the sideline. Normally, this behavior happens in the locker room, but it is very common, and I wasn't surprised to see it. This is the way that players keep others in check. And it happened to me. It happened to others. And I thought it was a little bit over the top what Debo Samuel did, but it I guess the results seemed to work. But yeah, I saw it many times.
Dane, thanks. Appreciate it. Yeah, look, I want to be very, very clear here. I'm not a big fan of Tabor getting shoved in the side of the head. I'm not a fan of that. I'm not saying anybody just crushed this and someone else is 100% in the wrong. I don't really think that's the way these situations work. I don't even necessarily know how perfect or imperfect this particular one was. I just don't think that this is outside the norm. My God, a tight end chest bumped his Hall of Fame head coach in the Super Bowl, and they haven't lost a football game in a year. But, like, that happened. That happened in the Super Bowl. Travis Kelce, like, literally made contact with Andy Reid. There is no more emotional environment than a football sideline. So, like, that's my thing. Isn't like, is it okay? Is it not okay? I just think this happens a lot. I think it happens a lot. The only reason we know on this one is because one person took the emotions to a really high level, and then the response from the other person was to shove him in the head.
Yeah.
So we got to see it, and those things are not a good look. I'll agree with you on that.
Unusual when you got teammates going after other teammates, but you don't often see. And I'm trying to rack my brain for an example where a star player goes onto the field to basically berate the kicker, and in a game where you're still winning. And, you know, for me, when it comes to leadership, and everyone can lead in their own ways, and I've never been a part of a high-level football team, and I know that things are conducted very differently in pro sports, especially in pro football, but true leadership would be handling that behind closed doors, but certainly not on the field. And you can handle it in another way other than going onto the field to tell a kicker exactly how you feel about his bad performance.
I just don't think we've got enough evidence to say that this isn't like the norm. This is how these guys hold each other accountable. Kyle Shanahan just said that today. He did make the next kick. So, like, that's sort of a fair response. Like, what's the problem? Who got hurt here? What's the awful thing that happens because of this?
I think that Debo's reputation takes a little bit of a hit.
Really? With who?
With some fans, me in particular.
Well,
I mean, I look at that outburst, and that's the way you're going to lead. That makes me think a little bit less of his leadership.
Okay.
If that's what you're going to do in a moment where you've got a guy who's clearly not feeling good about how he's doing, missing a third kick in a game that should have been over, in a game where it's a kick that puts you up six, and that's how you're going to lead? I know football is a tough guy sport, but that to me is not leadership. That is that's not what I'm looking for in terms of my leader.
Let's do one more real quick. Pete in San Ramon. Hi, Pete. Thanks for calling.
Hey, guys. Thanks for taking my call this afternoon. Yeah. Hope y'all are well.
We're good, man.
Okay, I'll admit right up front, I got one big but. I'm fine with all the emotion and jumping around and yelling that y'all are talking about. That's all great, but the hands-on is the problem I have, and that's something that's wrong with our whole world. And that's what I got.
All right, Pete, thanks. Yeah, I don't disagree with this. It's not a good look in the end where teammates are shoving each other in the head. I don't know that anybody loves that look, especially when it's your favorite team.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.